Hello and welcome to How to Use Social Media to Grow Your Business. My name is Rick Cooper. I'm a social media and online marketing expert, and I've got a lot of great information that I'm going to share with you on this audio program today. I want to thank you for joining me on the live conference call, or if you're listening to the recording of this call. Some of the information that I'm going to share with you could help you to create a breakthrough in your online marketing activities. Social media is a very powerful tool in being able to help create more visibility for you online. In fact, every day I'm experimenting and implementing new strategies, and I'm going to share some of those ideas with you on the call today. It's something where you, I mean, when I say I'm a social media expert, no one can truly know everything there is about social media because really the topic is so broad. But I train clients and I work with clients and I support them on many of the major social media tools, including Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And I'm also learning some additional tools out there. And so I'm going to give you some information today that you'll be able to take and make use of. So I want to encourage you to take notes as I go through the call. I'd also encourage you to go back and listen to this audio program again. I am recording this call, and you'll have access to be able to go back and listen to this recording in the future. And it could be that, you know, maybe the first, the second, or the third time through you hear something, suddenly it clicks, and then you're ready to implement the idea or implement the strategy in your business. And I'm also looking for ways all the time to be able to create more leverage through social media. And in fact, that's one of the nice things about social media and online marketing is that as you're implementing strategies, it gives you the capability to be able to you know, be in more than one place at once. See, in the old days, when we were out just selling, you could only be in one place and meet with you know, one person or a group of people at a time. But through online marketing efforts, you can literally duplicate yourself. And so you know, you could be asleep at night, and there's a message out there playing somewhere on the internet that somebody's watching that could lead toward a sale being generated for you or a new lead that's being generated that you can follow up with on the next day. And so the techniques here are very powerful, and they do take some time and effort to implement. You know, there's a little bit of a learning curve in learning some of the strategies that that I will share with you today. But you can start out wherever you are, and you can take action to get results. Now, I mentioned when I announced this call that I am going to be sharing details about some of the changes that Facebook is making this week, and there's a deadline coming up on March 30th, and so I'm going to explain what that deadline is and what that means to you and what actions that you need to take this week and what the implications are for those changes as well. And I'll do that probably in a few minutes toward the beginning of the call, because I know if you came for that information, I want to give it to you. And in addition to that, I'm going to be sharing some great ideas to be able to help just learn how to leverage social media in a more effective way. I'm going to teach you techniques to be able to communicate through social media. I'm going to talk about some of the key systems that you can use in promoting your business on social media. And I'll share some of my favorite strategies and techniques as well. Plus, I'll share one of my favorite new tools that I'm working with. And when I say it's new, I've been actually sharing this tool with people for many years, but I've really just kind of you know, discovered it myself and discovered the power of it and implemented it. So I'm going to share details about that toward the end of the call. So I encourage you to stay on to listen to that, because literally it could save you a lot of time, energy, and effort in your social media promotions. Now, it's a pleasure to be able to have the opportunity to share this information with you today to help you use social media to grow your business. And I always enjoy sharing information that will help you to be able to make more money in your business. Now, a great place to be while you're on the call or listening to this audio program today is out on Facebook. And you can go to facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes. That's facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes. And that's my Facebook page, previously called the Facebook fan page. And that's going to be one of the topics for our discussion today in terms of information that I'll be sharing. And so one of the things I want you to do is just go out there, and the next thing I want you to do is actually post a message. You can either just add a comment to where I've posted a message, or you can add your own post directly to the page and share information there. And I would encourage you to go out there and do it now, because I will go out and read a few of these comments in a minute. And, you know, it's always nice when you can have your name mentioned on a call like this that will be, you know, played over and over and over by hundreds of people in the future. And just to have your name have a little bit of recognition out there just helps create more visibility for you. So I encourage you to go out there to facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes and promote yourself. And I also want you to duplicate the strategy that I just shared with you, which is to encourage people to go out to your Facebook page. You know, it's funny, in social media and online marketing, people are so concerned with generating traffic and driving traffic online that sometimes they forget that often the simplest strategies, just simply asking someone to go out to a page and clicking on the like button or posting a message, there's a huge value in that. And there's a value when you do it when you're on the phone with a person, and I do that all the time when I'm in conversations with a client or a prospective client. But I also do it on conference calls and webinars as well as when I'm speaking at live events from the front of the room. And I'll talk more about that strategy in a few minutes as well. So for some of you, you might be in a place of hardship or in a place of challenge. And certainly in today's economy, there are a lot of people that are facing a lot of challenges in their business, and they're looking for strategies they can implement that that will help to grow their business. So I just want to speak to you for a moment and encourage you to take a deep breath, slow down, let it out, and then just listen to what I have to share with you today. Because fear, panic, and worry do not manifest money. What does manifest money is coming up with a plan, selecting strategies to implement, and then taking action day by day, day after day. And that's one of the things you want to keep in mind when you're making use of social media, is that you want to look for techniques and strategies where you can, you know, where essentially you have a plan. And a plan is simply thought before action. It's simply taking the time to identify what are the steps that you're going to take to be able to move yourself forward. And with social media, part of your plan should be figuring out what it is that you want to post every day. Like, there should be a certain number of posts that you're posting out on different sites every single day. I've been increasing the amount of messages I've been posting out on different sites, and some sites will sites is better to have more messages than others. Like Twitter, you can get by with probably, I mean, you could get by with easily 5 to 10 posts, and you could probably even do even more than that. There are some people that post, you know, upwards of 100 or more times a day. That could be a little bit excessive, but there are some benefits to posting more often. Now, social media is social, and so what I want to encourage you to think about is that while social media is a tool to be able to promote your business, it's also a platform for connecting with people personally. And so part of your plan should just be to connect with people individually and develop relationships. And in fact, that's one of the things, one of the areas where I'm ramping up my own efforts is I'm starting to reach out more on a personal basis to people and send them messages. So I'm using Facebook to send private messages to people. I'm using LinkedIn to send messages. And I'm also starting to use Twitter to send messages as well. And it's funny because I've been telling people over the last number of months not to use direct messages on Twitter because there's so much junk that gets in your direct mail. And I've been working on trying to clean out my direct messages. Part of the problem is on Twitter that people can set up an auto-follow message. So if you follow someone, then it will automatically generate a message which goes out to you. I have over 7,000 followers, so as you can imagine, I have over 7,500 messages in there. And unfortunately, the tools to be able to just go in and delete messages, unfortunately, have to do it one by one. And so it's a little bit tedious. So I'm working through cleaning out all of those, but I'm starting to pay attention to it more. And that, and part of that ties in with the automation tool that I'll share with you at the end of the conference call. And I'll talk about how that's changed my perspective on using direct messages. And I do have a number of different friends, high-profile friends, in fact, who use direct messages, and they're saying, hey, don't give up on direct messages. There's a way to use them. And I'm saying, okay. I'll give in. I'll give it a shot and try it out. So it's funny, but you know, personal messaging is a very powerful tool on social media, and I don't want you to lose sight of that. And I want you to come up with a strategy where you start messaging people directly and start developing relationships that way. Now, would you like to use social media to grow your business? Absolutely, right? So on the webinar, I keep calling it a webinar, but I do so many webinars as well as conference calls. On the teleseminar today, you're going to learn how to maximize your time on social media and avoid common time wasters. I'm going to share how to apply the 80-20 rule to social media. We'll also talk about 5 ways to communicate on social media, and I'll also share my step-by-step process for social media. And finally, I'll share 3 key systems to promote your business on social media. And of course, in a few minutes, I'm going to share details about the coming changes on Facebook and what you need to know. And we'll start off with that in a few minutes here. Now, I'm passionate about helping small business owners to leverage technology to grow their business online. I started my own business back in 2003. I had worked in the corporate world for over a dozen years. And it's funny, someone asked me recently, what did you do in the corporate world? And I said, well, I worked in banking, which is not exactly the most popular profession these days, but I had a great opportunity to work in that organization and be a part of the management team and, you know, really developed and honed a lot of my personal skills and leadership skills over that time. So I really value the relationships that I developed back at the bank that I worked for. And at the same time, I felt like something was missing. I had a desire to one day want to start my own business. And when I was back in college, I had the opportunity to become president of an organization on campus called the Entrepreneurial Network. And we brought in local business owners to share their story with students. In fact, I can remember some of the people who came in, Dale Carlson from the Sleep Train, which is a major company that sells mattresses out on the West Coast, Sally Edwards from Fleet Feet, and then also Sherry from Sherry's Berries, who sells those delicious chocolate strawberries. And we had them all come in and talk to the students, and this is before their businesses had really kind of truly taken off. But you could see that they were up to big things and that they were, you know, building their businesses. And it just kind of lit this spark, this fire inside me that wanted to one day start my own business. Well, in the fall of 2001, we all witnessed a life-changing event. On September 11th, it really changed the way that we looked at life. And, you know, I don't know how long, you know, it took me days, weeks, months afterward, just kind of rethinking my life and what I was working on, what direction I was going. And it's, you know, one of those aha moments where you realize, wow, you know, if I keep on the same track, here's where I'm going to end up 10 years from now, 20 years from now. If I want to shift my life in a new direction, then I need to actually start now, because, you know, sometimes, you know, it's like a ship on the water. It takes a while to turn the ship and start heading in the right direction. And so that opportunity finally came to pass in May of 2003. And I've been helping business owners ever since. And I've worked with a lot of clients over the years, providing coaching, training, consulting, and supporting them in a number of ways. Lately, I've been doing a lot of copywriting for clients. I've been writing web copy for their websites, email copy for messages. I've been writing biographies for people so they can put on their website. I've been creating special reports for people so they can use for a lead capture page. I've been writing articles, even been creating scripts for conference calls. So for clients who want to either host a conference call, teleseminar, or webinar and use it as an opportunity for lead generation or to generate a sale, and working with them not only on the strategy of it, but actually what to say when they're doing that call as well. And I live in Sacramento with my wife, Lisa. We don't have any children, but we do have several babies. We have cats who we love like children. In fact, the baby of the family is Daniel, who's an adorable orange cat who loves to hang out in the kitchen waiting for his next meal. And, you know, it's wonderful to have pets and to have them in your life. And, you know, it's always a joy to come home and be able to, you know, be recognized, acknowledged, and welcomed by your pets. And, you know, that's an important part of my life. And, you know, and I hope you have that in your life as well. Now, I have 2 outcomes for the call today. For one, I'm going to share a lot of great information on social media. I'm also going to reveal those changes that Facebook is making and how to leverage those and what you need to know. And my second outcome is to extend an invitation to participate in an upcoming program on social media starting next week. And I'll share all the details at the end of the call today. Now, let's go ahead and dive right into, let's just jump right into the Facebook changes, because I know for some of you, you're like, yeah, what's going to happen on Facebook? I want to know that. I want to know how they're changing my life again. So, first of all, Facebook is, you may have heard, you may have already made the switch to the new Facebook timeline. And this is a big deal, and a lot of people may not realize the exact implications of this, but what's interesting is like Fortune 500 companies are now starting to recognize the value of this and are really starting to jump on the bandwagon and leverage this, and it really is kind of a paradigm shift in how you market on Facebook. So the first thing you need to know is that the Facebook pages, which are your business pages, it's not your personal profile, it's not your wall, it's not your existing timeline for yourself, but it's your Facebook page. Like, for instance, if you go to facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes, that is my business page. And so if you go there, then that page has to be switched or will be switched to the timeline starting on March 30th. So March 30th, which is this Friday, is the deadline for that. Now, what's interesting here is that if you jumped ahead of the curve, like I jumped ahead last week, and many other people have done it over the last month for Facebook pages, then you had a little bit of time to get a preview and actually start going through and implementing the changes, and so you have a period of time where you can actually work with it and then make the switch, because there's a step there where you publish, and then it's available for everyone to see. So one of the things I want to encourage you to do, today is March 27th. I want to encourage you to, if you have a Facebook page, then go ahead and click on the button on the page where it'll say learn more about the Facebook timeline and just get the ball rolling. You know, nothing worse than waiting to the last minute and then realizing, you know, suddenly it's out there and you don't, and then you have to kind of rush to catch up. So I want to encourage you to work on this either tonight or work on it tomorrow. And that'll give you plenty of time to play around with it. And, you know, really the change is not as big as people think. There's one big change, which is implementing the cover page. And right now, the cover page I have out is just a picture of me and my mentor, Eric Lofholm. I've worked with Eric in many different roles over the years. I've worked as a sales coach for him, sales consultant. I've worked as his general manager, his sales manager. Lately, I've worked as his affiliate and joint venture manager. I've also been a client of his since 2007, and we're also business partners. We partnered together on a number of different projects, and he helped me in establishing Social Media Outcomes last year. I've had my own business, Rick Cooper International, since 2003, and I've had a couple different name changes over the years. But Social Media Outcomes, we kind of collaborated together on some ideas to be able to launch that. And so you have the opportunity to add a cover page onto your Facebook page. And really, that's kind of the first image people see when they go out to your page. And, you know, you can put pictures of people up, but you could also have a custom-designed graphic. In fact, that's one of the things. And there's kind of a, you know, in marketing, and especially in online marketing, often there's a phase one, a phase two, and a phase three. Phase one is, let me just get something up. Phase two is, okay, let me plan this out a little bit further and implement something that looks a little better or is a little more effective. Phase three may be actually hiring a graphic designer and having something custom created for you, or having different images to put up, you know, based on seasonality of the year or something like that. So you can change that graphic anytime you want, and that's kind of a nice thing. Is that as you are, you know, as you're just working on implementing your Facebook page, or you know, as time goes on, you can change that image. Now there are certain rules about that, and I'll talk about rules in a moment on Facebook pages in terms of some do's and don'ts. But you know, one thing to keep in mind is Facebook doesn't really want you to use your cover photo as a promotional tool. So, you know, that's kind of a little bit of a gray area, but I'll give you some guidelines around that. Now, I'm going to go out to the Facebook page real quick here, and I want to, and I'm going to just read off a few of the posts that people are posting out here, because it looks like there's a number of people joining us on the call tonight. So let me just backtrack here. So Paula says, Paula Owens says, ready and waiting to see what Timeline has in store for us. Tom Holtis is on the line with us. Susan Joy Schlieff is on the line. She says, I'm on the call, but won't be online for very long. Got errands to run and packing to do for vacation. Leaving tomorrow for Washington to visit my family. Have a safe trip, Susan, and the call is recorded, so you can go back and listen to it. And Paula, I had a comment there for Thomas. Carmen Valdez says, hi, Rick. Looking forward to the call on the Timeline. Excellent. And Paula says, how do you like something that someone said? I'm lost. The Timeline's a little bit funky because now on some of the comments, you have to pop it up into this little box, like a little dialog box that pops up. And if you pop it up there, there's a capability to click on the like button. To me, they've kind of made it a little bit more difficult to interact, which I'm not a big fan of from that standpoint. But just like anything, it'll just take a little while to adapt. Randy Katz says, greetings from the Dalles in Oregon. I've been up to the Dalles. Beautiful place up there. Excellent. Thanks for being on the call, Randy. Anita Kugler says, hi, Rick. Thanks in advance for the Timeline info. You're welcome, Anita. And Lizzie Leisure says, Rick, looking forward to learning how to grow business via social media. You are welcome. All right. Well, let me just jump into a few more of the details related to the Facebook pages and the changes related to the Timeline. So one of the things that some people are worried about is that they've heard that the welcome tab is going away. Because, see, a lot of companies have invested a lot of time, energy, and money in customizing their Facebook pages. And so this is a big deal for them. So if you've, like, gone to a lot of expense and hired designers to create your page and everything like that, then it could be that some of the things that you've done are now no longer compatible with the new format. And if that's the case, number one, I would go back to whoever designed that originally and talk to them and strategize. And more than likely, they probably already reached out to you because designers typically try to stay ahead of the curve on those types of things. But you might have to get in a last-minute request to get some adjustments made on your Facebook page. The other thing is that on the cover photo, one thing to know is about the specs on the photo. And so what I've heard is that the specs for the cover photo are 851 by 315 pixels. So if you're going to have a custom graphic design, then you want to keep it within those parameters, 851 by 315. But, you know, you could put any picture up there, and then it will automatically size it, and then you can drag it to reposition it on the page. So don't worry so much. Just try to get something up there until you can get something up to be able to replace that. Now, let's talk for a moment about do's and don'ts and the restrictions regarding your cover image. So first of all, Facebook says that you cannot include price or purchase info, such as 40% off or download it at our website in the cover photo. So be careful about that. You can't make your cover photo be, you know, promotional from that perspective. You also cannot include contact information such as web address, email, mailing address, or any other info intended for your About section on your Facebook page. And again, we're talking about your the cover page on your Facebook page or your fan page, for lack of a better word, not your personal page or your profile. In addition, you cannot reference a user interface element. And what that means is you can't say like or share or any other Facebook site features. So be careful you're not using that language in the cover image. They don't want you to say like our page or share our information on Facebook on that cover photo. So the Facebook cover Timeline photo is not meant for promotions, coupons, or advertisements. And it also should not be primarily text-based or infringe on anyone else's copyright. That kind of makes sense, but they want some images on there too. They want pictures. And no other calls to action, so you can't have anything like get it now or tell your friends or sign up here or go here to get more info or anything else like that. So just be careful about that as you're creating your images there. And again, if you're going through a graphic designer, which, you know, ultimately it might make sense to do that, then they're probably going to know the do's and don'ts anyway, and they'll probably be telling you and have some recommendations on what to do. Now, another thing that's interesting about the Facebook Timeline is that they're rolling out applications or apps. And so there are additional applications that you'll be able to embed on your Facebook page that add some additional functions to the page as well. So that's one thing to think about, is the Facebook page can have, you know, more purposes than just simply, you know, posting a message and then have people comment back or respond. Now, let me talk for a moment about this one's actually kind of interesting, but I just read about this week, which is that the U.S. Army is working on their timeline page on Facebook. And what's interesting was there was a problem where Facebook only allowed you to go back. And see, one of the interesting things about the Facebook timeline is because it's a timeline, you can go back and add past historical events. So you can actually go back, like, to the founding of your business. So, like, my business was founded back in 2003, in May of 2003. I could actually go back onto my Facebook page, and I could say something like, started my business. And, you know, this is another reason why you should be thinking about taking photos, is because you can go back and add photos for past periods of time. And, you know, it's just another thing where it creates more visibility for you online. So make sure that you're doing things to catalog your business as you go forward. If you're going out to events, make sure you're taking pictures and keep those pictures, because those ultimately you can add out onto your timeline. So the U.S. Army was not able to get all their past history up on their timeline because Facebook only went back to a certain point. And of course, you know, U.S. Army goes back hundreds of years. So Facebook obviously is working on remedying that, and they're actually going to move it back, I think, what I've heard is to about 1,000 years ago, or the year 1,000. So you know, it just kind of starts making you think, wow, maybe there's a little something more to this than meets the eye. Maybe Facebook really is onto something here, because what they're doing is they're going to – obviously, they're creating a lot more of a footprint on Facebook out on the Internet, because every single picture that you upload, every single web page that you create, every little timeline event on the calendar, that's more content that gets created out online, which is more traffic that can be driven to Facebook. And you know, what does Facebook want? Well, they want more eyeballs. They want more people on Facebook all the time, because that helps to sell their advertising. So it's a pretty clever strategy, if I must say. So as a business owner, you want to think about, number one, how can you embrace the timeline, and then how can you start taking action and leveraging it in your business? And in fact, one of the little things that I'll let the cat out of the bag on one item that I'm going to be sharing at the end of the webinar when I announce my program at the end of the conference call today. I'm going to be including a bonus in that, where I'll be doing a webinar this week on Thursday, that's March 29th, on Facebook pages. So I'll actually be doing a webinar, and I'll actually be taking you through, because, I mean, it's kind of tough to describe this over a conference call, because, you know, I'm a visual person. I like to see things. So I'll actually be teaching this on a webinar on Thursday. So if you sign up for the program, then you'll have an opportunity to participate on that webinar, and I'll teach you a lot of these techniques and strategies on how to use timeline. Now, have you ever felt overwhelmed when you're using social media? Well, there's a very important technique that you can use in helping to overcome overwhelm on social media, and it's simply to establish a routine. So you want to think about how you can establish a routine around your social media activities. Because, you know, it's very easy to get overwhelmed. There's so many things that you can do. I mean, there's so many different websites to go to, and there are new ones popping up all the time. Another new one is Pinterest, and so people are pinning stuff up on Pinterest, and, you know, more people are confused about what to do with that. And so you have to have some type of a routine, which helps give you some organization to understand what it is that you need to be doing on social media that's going to help you to get results and take action. Let me share a few ideas that will help you to avoid some of the common time wasters on social media, because there are a lot of things that you can get stuck doing that aren't necessarily going to help to generate results for your business. So first of all, don't get caught up in gossip. I know gossip is one of those things where everybody likes to, you know, join in and find out what the juicy gossip is. But unfortunately, when you get trapped in responding to gossip on social media, it just tends to create more of the same for you. And it doesn't really help to further along your brand in your business and help to communicate a message that's going to help to promote your business and get results for you. The other thing is try to avoid reading long posts. Most of the posts that I make out on social media are short posts. It's one of the reasons I like Twitter. You're limited to only 140 characters. Facebook, you can post about 5,000 characters, so quite a bit more content. But you know, just reading takes time. And so try to focus on things that are short posts where you can quickly, you know, if you agree with it, click on the like button, add a comment if it's something that's relevant. And so on social media, you need to move fast. You need to move, you need to move, you need to move from one page to the next. Keep on moving. And so that's one of the reasons I recommend that you block out time in 15-minute increments. In fact, I use a kitchen timer, or I take my cell phone and use the timer on that and set it for 15 minutes. And I'll say, okay, I've got 15 minutes. Here's what I want to do. I want to go and respond to my new friend requests. I want to send two private messages to people that I want to make contact with. I want to go click on the like button three times. I want to comment on three posts. And I go and do that in 15 minutes, and then I'm done, and then I move on to something else. I make calls. I write an article. I work on a web copy for a client or do something like that to help them in their business. Another thing to avoid that's a time waster is Facebook's ticker. And so one of the features that Facebook implemented about, it's been almost 6 months now, was the ticker. And it's on the home page, but you can also pop it out as a window over where the chat window is on Facebook. And so as you're scrolling through going from web page to web page on Facebook, there's this little ticker that's rolling up, that's grabbing your attention and encouraging you to want to click on something. And, you know, that is serendipity, which is just simply reacting to what's happening. And, you know, that can be effective at times, but I think it's more effective to be proactive. Like, here's a great strategy. Why not make a list of the top 10 people that you want to connect with on social media and develop relationships with? Put their Facebook page IDs in a spreadsheet, and then go click out on the links and go visit their pages. I mean, you can also just go out to Facebook and type in their name and look them up. That's an easy thing to do too. But just have a list of people and then start working that list. Go through, go out to their page, make contact with them there, send them a private message, pick up the phone and call them, and then focus on developing relationships. That's a lot more effective than sitting and waiting to see what scrolls by on the ticker. Also, try to avoid posting in low-profile places. Much better to post in high-profile places. A high-profile place is simply where a lot of people have visibility to it. So go out to a Facebook page where there's 100,000 people that like it. And it's difficult to find some of those pages, but when you do find one, and if it's relevant to your specific audience, to your ideal customers or clients, even better. But if you post out there, then it's much more likely that people will see you. Now, the other problem with that, though, is that I went out to a Facebook page today, and I saw there was a post there, and there were 46,000 comments. Actually, I think it was one of Facebook's pages. And I thought to myself, okay, well, if I post a comment there, then nobody's going to see it, because who's going to dig through 46,000 comments to find my post? So, you know, you don't want to post in too high profile. There's kind of a happy medium somewhere in between, somewhere where there's a couple hundred to a couple thousand people. In fact, here's a great one. Write this down: Facebook groups. Go find Facebook groups. One of the nice things about a group versus a page is that if you're a member of that group, then you'll actually be able to see who the other members are, and that allows you to go out and connect with them personally on their own Facebook profile or their wall. Now, another time waster is going down the rabbit hole. So if you remember Alice in Wonderland, she went down the rabbit hole, and who knows how long she was down there before she finally came out. Well, going down the rabbit hole on social media is clicking on a link. And, you know, it's funny, a lot of times I'm working on my laptop and using one of those little touch pads where you're moving it around. Half the time I end up hitting an ad that I really didn't intend to, and it pops up a screen and takes me off somewhere else. And so I want to encourage you to be careful when you leave Facebook and go somewhere else, because oftentimes it can lead you, you know, half an hour later you're going, whoa, half an hour just flashed by, what did I do? And, you know, the internet is very entertaining, and we all get sucked in from time to time, and you really have to be deliberate. And that's one of the reasons that I encourage you to set a timer for 15 minutes, because worst case, if that timer goes off and the beeper sounds and you hear it, it'll wake you up and go, oh, yeah, I was supposed to be doing something. And then it might get you back on track and set it for maybe another 5 or 10 and keep going. And so part of it is it's just a little fail-safe method to help keep you on track. And another time waster is avoiding your high-priority social media tasks, which, of course, means you need to identify what your high-priority social media tasks are and then get to those first. All right. So let me share three key ideas to maximize your time on social media. And I've shared a few of these already, but let me just recap here. One is to block 15-minute chunks of time. Another one is to establish a social media routine. And when I say a routine, it could be something as simple as having a checklist. I mean, you could write it down on paper. You could create a little Word doc or a spreadsheet, print it out. And it's just something where you can go through and say, you know, task one, task two, task three, check, 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 I'm done. Off to the next thing. Another thing is to focus on outcomes. Like, what are you trying to accomplish? Are you trying to add more friends on Facebook to your personal profile? Are you trying to get more likes? So think about what it is that you're trying to accomplish and then think about strategies that will help you to get there. Another technique is to develop social media partner relationships. And a social media partner is finding someone to where you can cross-promote them and they'll cross-promote you. In fact, if you'd like some additional ideas or guidelines on how to find social media partners, then you could send me an email message at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. In fact, as I'm going through the webinar today, I'm going through a set of PowerPoint slides. If you'd like to receive these PowerPoint slides, if you want me to email them to you, then send me an email at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com, and then you can just put slides, and if you want the social media partners, then just put that in the subject line as well. Make sure you put today's date, which is so you can say March 27 slides plus social media partners, and I'll know what that means, and I'll get that out to you. All right, let me share the 80-20 rule as it applies to social media. And this is a little bit different from one site to the next, but I'll give you some guidelines here to think about. So the 80-20 rule for social media is that 80% of your posts should be informational and 20% of your posts should be promotional. And typically a promotional message is where you're promoting something about your business or maybe you are using it for lead generation, like encouraging someone to opt in for something, or maybe it's sharing that you have a specific offer. And remember, on your Facebook page, you can share offers. It's just the guidelines I mentioned earlier were about the Facebook cover pages. They don't really want your cover photo to have a message in there. Now, for some people, that's even too much. Like 20% promotion might be too much. And so for them, it might be even less, like maybe 10% or 5%. Some people, you might go to their Facebook page and everything is a promotion. And, you know, just keep in mind that, let's face it, you know, except for the Super Bowl, how often do you get on, do you turn on the TV just so that you can watch commercials, huh? Not that often. And so if all of your posts on social media are promotional, it's very likely to turn people off and turn them away. What you want to do is you want to focus on adding value. You want to provide information where people see that and they go, wow, this is really good information. I need to come back here. And part of what you're trying to do is own what they call mind share. And that means that when someone thinks about whatever type of problem that it is that you solve, they think of you. And the way that you create mind share is by providing information that has value. And, you know, part of it is having a targeted message. You know, what is your unique selling proposition? What's your unique value proposition? You know, what is it that you help people to solve? So for me, you know, part of it is how to leverage social media to grow your business. Part of it is how to implement online marketing strategies to generate sales online or to capture leads online. And so most of the information that I share is focused on those topics. And so people come to know me for those topics, and they come back time and time again because of the value of the information that I'm sharing. Now, Seth Godin, one of my favorite marketing authors, he said, conversations among the members of your marketplace happen whether you like it or not. Good marketing encourages the right sort of conversations. Remember what I said earlier, social media is social. And so part of what you want to do on social media is to create and generate conversations. And we'll go back to Facebook pages for a moment. So a good rule of thumb on whether your Facebook page is working or not is whether people are actually interacting on your page. Now, part of the way that I create interaction is by doing conference calls, webinars, and events, and encouraging people to go out to my page and interact. And that's that's one way that you can get people to interact on there. Another way is to ask questions. Another way is to have some type of a contest to get people going. In fact, I'm out on the Facebook page right now. I see Dennis Lund is on the call today, and Dennis says, "Hello, Rick Cooper." Hello, Dennis. Thank you for being on the call today. Now, what I'd like to do now is give you some tips and strategies that will help you to communicate more effectively on social media. Because you might be thinking to yourself, well, Rick, this is all great, but what is it that I should actually post? And in fact, when I sent out one of the messages to invite people to the call today, I shared three tips on social media posts. And so I'd encourage you to go back to that email and read that information. But now I'm going to give you five ways to communicate on social media. And so I'm going to read them off, and then I'm going to take you step-by-step through each one. They are educate, inspire, reveal, share, and promote. So let's talk about education. Now, you may not have thought that you're in the education business, but in fact you are. As a marketer, part of your role and your goal is to educate people. It's to communicate with them. It's to share information. So one of the things you can do is to demonstrate your expertise. And so by sharing valuable information, it shows that you're a person who has specialized knowledge in the particular area where you're an expert. And so part of what you need to do is communicate that information over time. You can also share tips, strategies, and techniques with people. And you can also focus on adding value. In fact, one of the techniques that I'm using right now, I'm creating a list of 101 online marketing tips. And in fact, I think in the email that I sent out, I mentioned that, that I'm creating that. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing. I want you to create a list of 101 tips. And so you might have to think about what is the topic that I would create 101 tips on. It kind of seems like a little bit of a daunting task, but each tip typically is going to be less than 140 characters because it needs to be just long enough to fit in a Twitter post. So it's not that bad. It's really not that much content. But it does take some brainstorming. It does take time, and you can actually work on it over time. So I've already got about 31 tips created, and I'm going to keep working through to create those 101 tips. So I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to create 101 tips in the next 30 days. If you would like to stand up to that challenge and take it on, I want you to send me an email at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com and say you just put 101 tips challenge. And tell you what, in the email, why don't you tell me what it is that you want to write about? And it doesn't have to be truly refined at this point. Just send me the email, say 101 tips challenge, and then give me the ballpark. You know, what ballpark are we talking about? What is the type of information that you want to share in those tips? And I'll respond back with some additional tips and information for you. The next one is to inspire. You can post quotes or quotations. You can upload photos with quotes or motivational pictures. In fact, I've even started creating my own little images. I'm not a graphic designer, so they don't look super duper great, but I'm using Microsoft Paint, which is about the most basic image tool that you can use, and just creating like a yellow background and a black border and then copying, pasting a quote in there. And eventually I might even put like my website address in there as well. But I was thinking, you know, how can I really, you know, leverage these images a little bit more? Because I'm using other people's images, I could create my own. So you can do the same thing. Maybe you have some graphic design skills and you can create your own little photos and images to put out on Facebook or other sites. Did you realize you could post photos on Twitter? You can. And so think about how you can leverage that in your social media marketing. Pretty cool. You can also share an inspiring message. You know, sometimes I just go out and I post. I just try to connect with what message is on my heart and on my soul, and then I share that out on Facebook or on other sites. And, you know, people will connect with that personally. You can also visit someone else's page and leave a timely message for them, you know, because people are going through a lot of things all the time. So one of the things I look for is, you know, if somebody's going through a challenge, then I'll go and post a message to cheer them up or just motivate or inspire them. The next idea is to reveal. You can reveal something personal about yourself. In fact, I went out on Twitter today and said, I've been drinking a little bit too much coffee in the morning. I need to switch over to green tea. And then I said, does anybody else have that experience? And I didn't get any tweets back, but, you know, it's just something small to reveal about myself, and you can do the same thing too, because people like to know that there's a person behind a social media profile. And if all you ever post is business information, then people are not going to connect with you personally. And so letting a few little tidbits of information out about yourself can get other people connected to you. You can announce a goal. There's a lot of people at the beginning of the year who are posting weight loss goals. They had goals for their health, and so they were sharing that. You can post a photo from your personal life. In fact, the Facebook timeline is a great place to post photos from your personal life because you can go back and add historical events. I added a section to my Facebook timeline for my father's 60th birthday, and I posted up some pictures that I had from that event. And, you know, keep in mind on your personal timeline, you can actually limit who sees that. So you can actually have some of that information be private if you don't want the public to see that information. You can also reveal a personal struggle. So there's the next idea is to share. Share a blog post, share an article, share a photo that someone else posted. I want to give you my blog, which is attractingidealclients.com. You can go out to attractingidealclients.com. And, you know, I want to encourage you that go out to that site and look for a post that you like, something you think would be relevant to your audience. Again, that's attractingidealclients.com. In fact, I'll go out and post it out on Facebook there. But what I want to encourage you to do is find a blog post, and then I want you to share it on your Facebook page or your profile. And again, this is something that I want to encourage you to do as well. So let me just post this real quick. Visit my blog at attractingidealclients.com. Find a blog post and share it on Facebook. Now, because what I'm encouraging you to do there, it's a viral marketing technique. What I want you to do is I want you to go out there and browse the blog. I want you to scroll through, and there's a post there, a very current one that I posted last week on article marketing tips to attract your ideal clients. And in fact, at the end of that post there, it mentions my article writing contest. I'm doing an article marketing writing contest, which goes through the end of May. And so if you go out to that blog post, if you click on that link, it'll take you out to a page where you can get more details about the contest and how to participate. And this is an opportunity to promote your business because I'm going to be promoting the winners of that contest out to my network. So I want you to encourage you to participate in that. But if you go to that blog post, then you'll see right under the post are social media links. And what you can do is you can click on one of those links, like there's a little F for Facebook. And you can click on that, and that will bring up a window where you can share that out on Facebook. I'll just do this real quick. Read my blog post on article marketing. Let's make it real quick. And so I'm going to share this right to facebook.com/social media outcomes, and you can see it there. But that's what it's going to look like. It'll post right out on your page. But this, and what I'm modeling for you here, this is something you can do with your social media partners. You want to find people who would be interested in doing that for you and where you will do that for them. So let me give you a tip here. It's a good thing to have a blog. And if you don't have a blog, then I would consider setting one up because a blog is a great tool to leverage through social media. You can also share an article. So if you've written articles and posted them out online on a site like ezinearticles.com or ezinearticles.com, and then you can share that article out on social media. You can also share a photo that someone else posted. And then the last idea is to promote. And keep in mind, there were 5 ideas that I shared, and ironically, and maybe not so ironically or coincidentally, 4 out of 5 of the ideas, or 80% of the ideas, were informational, and the last idea, the 20%, is promotional. You can post a free offer. You can post a link out to a lead capture page. You can invite people to a teleseminar, a webinar, or a live event. and then you can also share a product offer or a promotion. If you don't know what a lead capture page is, then I'll give you a quick example. You can go out to socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email. That's socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email. And if you go out there, I've got a free report out there. It's a free report on 33 simple strategies to build your email list. And so go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email. And number one, you can opt in to get the free report, and that's great. You're already on my email list, so you know it's not a new opt-in or a new lead for me. However, number one, that report has a lot of great information about how to build your email list. And there's some strategies in there that you can implement and you can model in your own business as well. And so I would encourage you to take advantage of that information. But the main reason I want you to go out there is because that is a lead capture page. And I want you to take a look at that page, and I want you to understand that you can implement the same strategy as well. A lead capture page is simply one of the best tools that you have to build your email list. And it's also one of the best tools to leverage social media, because you can send people out from social media out to a lead capture page. And when you have a lead capture page, it opens the door to a whole lot of new opportunities for you to be able to market your business online. All right. So let me talk about Susan Pearl. And Susan was an executive receptionist for 20 years. She wanted to start her own business. She found a network marketing opportunity, and she realized she needed a way to promote it. And so she thought, well, I need to start networking with people. And so she joined a networking chapter, and eventually she became president of that chapter. And that put her in a position of influence and allowed her to grow her business. Now, she realized that that was great for reaching out to her local market. She's in the Toronto area up in Canada. And she realized that she could use LinkedIn as a tool to grow her business globally. And so she started making use of LinkedIn several years ago. Well, she's been a very diligent student. And over the years, she has implemented numerous LinkedIn strategies. And she now has over 6,000 trusted connections on LinkedIn. Can you imagine if you had 6,000 people that you were connected with on LinkedIn, how much results that you'd be able to generate from that? And she's been able to generate some amazing results over the years. The big idea for you is that you can use LinkedIn to grow your business. LinkedIn is a very powerful site. In fact, I'm spending a lot of time on LinkedIn lately, and I'm actually spending a lot of time joining LinkedIn groups, which is a very powerful technique. In fact, I maxed out on the number of groups that I could join, because sometimes when you join a group, there's a waiting period where they have to approve your request. And so this is kind of one of those things where it's not good to like wait till the last minute and do it all at once. It's kind of one of those things where it's better to go and like find one new group each week and then join it. And that way you're not going to bump up any limits. So I would encourage you to start using LinkedIn. If you don't have a LinkedIn profile, get one set up and get going with it and start joining groups, because groups are where a lot of the action happens. That's where the conversations are happening on LinkedIn. See, some people go to LinkedIn and they set up a profile and they go, wow, this looks like an online resume. I don't get it. You know, why is this a social networking site? It's because that's not where people are interacting and networking. It's in LinkedIn groups is where people are connecting and adding value and promoting their business. All right. Let's switch gears for a moment. And I've still got a lot of great content to share on the call today. So I encourage you to continue listening, because there's a lot of great information that's coming up. At the very end of the call, I'm going to talk about that secret tool that will help you to automate your social media. And that's a very powerful technique that's going to help you to grow your business. So where should you invest your time on social media? Well, there are four main sites that I encourage you to spend most of your time on. One is Facebook, another one is Twitter, another one is LinkedIn, and another one is YouTube. And I would encourage you to connect with me on each one of those sites. And so let me just kind of run through and give you my profiles where you can go out and connect with me. On Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/RickSCooper. That's facebook.com/RickSCooper. And then go click the button to add me as a friend. On Twitter, you can go to twitter.com/RickCooper. So that's RickCooper. on LinkedIn. Well, that one's a little bit tougher. LinkedIn profiles are a little bit longer, so maybe I'll just post that one out in the Facebook group. And then on YouTube, you can go to youtube.com/socialmediaoutcomes, and that's plural at the end, so there's an S at the end. So youtube.com/socialmediaoutcomes. That's where the action is happening on all four of those sites. And there are many other sites beyond that, including Pinterest, which is gaining a lot of attention, and I'm thinking about doing a call on Pinterest coming up. Keep an eye out for that. So I have a question for you. Are you monetizing social media? What does monetizing mean? Well, that means making money on social media. Are you using social media to make money? I don't have time to get into all the details right now, but let me give you a place where you can go out and get another free report, and that is on 10 ways to monetize social media. If you'd like to get a copy of that free report, then go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/10ways, and that's with the number 10, so 10, socialmediaoutcomes.com/10ways. All right. Now, Brian Solis said social media is about sociology and psychology more than technology, which there's a lot of, I guess it's not so much alliteration, but there's a nice sort of rhyming rhythm to that particular phrase. Let me repeat it again. Social media is about sociology and psychology more than technology. And he's absolutely right. It's not just the technology that's driving all the interaction on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. It's the sociology and the psychology of it. It's people connecting and interacting. In fact, I just had a great conversation with one of my strategic partners, DB Fennell, and she is big into crowdfunding, which is basically getting people to donate money to you to fund a project, whether it's nonprofit or for-profit. And so it kind of lit a light bulb in my head today where I'm thinking, that's an interesting idea, because I can see the public relations or the publicity and the marketing aspect of that. So that might be something you see me talking about in the future is some kind of a crowdfunding project. But I don't know enough about it to speak on it at the moment, but I just wanted to kind of plant that seed that you might start hearing more about crowdfunding in the future. So you might want to pay attention to that. All right. The next idea I want to share with you is the social media pipeline. And there are 7 steps in the social media pipeline, and I'm going to take you through each one. Let me give you all the steps first, and then we'll dive into each one one by one. The first step is to position yourself as an expert. You might want to write these down. So position yourself as an expert. Number 2, add value. Number 3, attract your ideal customers. Number 4, add friends and followers. Number 5, engage in conversations online. Number 6, communicate personally. Number 7, lead people to opt in. And if you're thinking to yourself, wow, I can't write this fast, remember, I did offer the slides. If you'd like to get a copy of these slides, send me an email. And, you know, whether you're on the live call today or whether you're listening to the audio recording, send me an email. Put March 27 call or conference call or teleseminar in there, and then slides, and then I'll send you the slides. All right, so let's go one by one here. So first of all, position yourself as an expert. You may have never thought of yourself as an expert, but you know what? You are. You're an expert. You know, how many years have you been alive? How many years have you owned a business? How many years have you been in the business world? You might be even in the nonprofit world or in network marketing. You have a lot of experience, and so you have an opportunity to take that experience and then turn it into content. And you can take that content and you can post it online, and you can use that content to drive people out to your website or out to your blog. You can also describe your expertise, and I talked about that earlier. And then also finally create opportunities to educate people. Like there's one client, in fact she's on the call today, and I've planted this seed a number of different times, and next week I'm actually going to take it to the next step with her. I'm just going to make her do it, which is I'm going to encourage her to do a teleseminar. And so I planted the seed many times, and we're working to position expert in her field. And so I'm going to say, you know, it's time for the rubber to meet the road. It's time to do a teleseminar. And so I'm going to help her through the process. I'm going to give her a helping hand and lead her through the process in terms of being able to do that. She has a fear of public speaking. And I know that if she can get through one, she can get through a second one. And maybe it's the same way for you. Maybe you have a fear of public speaking. I enjoy talking. Now, what's interesting, what most people don't know, is that I'm actually an introverted person. I'm actually a shy person. I was always very shy as a child. But I moved around a lot from city to city, state to state when I was younger. My father worked for a major corporation, and we kept on getting relocated. What I found was about every 2 to 3 years, I had to make a whole set of new friends. And what that allowed me to do is to develop my interpersonal skills, because I had to keep meeting new people over and over because there was nobody else around me that I knew anymore. And so over time, I learned to develop those skills. I learned to develop my leadership skills. I also learned to develop my speaking skills. And so if you're a person who's shy or introverted, just know there is hope that you can be a person who speaks in public, whether it's on a conference call, a teleseminar, a webinar, or even getting up in front of a group of people. Tomorrow, I'm going to present to the Folsom Leading Young Professionals group out in Folsom, California, and I'm going to deliver a speech on how to grow your business using social media. And so I'll have an opportunity to get up in front of maybe 20 to 30 people and talk to them about how they can leverage social media to further their careers or further their business. And, you know, there was a day when I would have probably felt a little bit uncomfortable getting up in front of a group of people and talking. But I know my stuff. You know, I've given probably hundreds of different presentations, whether live or on a conference call, teleseminar, or webinar, and I'm very comfortable in my skin. I'm comfortable telling stories, sharing information, giving tips and strategies that will help people to grow their business. So the next strategy is to add value. So you can share relevant, timely, and meaningful information. You can also contribute to conversations. Look for where conversations are happening online. So one of the things you could do is look to see where people are already posting and then jump into the conversation. And one of the interesting things is if there are a bunch of people who have already contributed and then you contribute to the conversation, that will actually send a notification to them through Facebook, and that might encourage them to go back out and then comment on what you shared. And so you want to jump into the middle of conversations. It's kind of like a mosh pit on social media, because there's all these people talking and adding information. You can go out there and do that too, and then a lot of people will see that. And, hey, you know what? Maybe you do go out and post a comment where there have been 46,000 other comments, because maybe there will be another, you know, couple hundred or couple thousand comments after you. And so, you know, it really creates that opportunity for people to be able to, for you to create some visibility online through conversations. You can also ask questions on your own Facebook page or profile that will create a dialogue. You want to get people talking. The next step is to attract your ideal customers. So identify who your ideal customers and clients are. And this means getting really clear about who it is that you want to serve. Who is an ideal customer for you? Who is your most profitable customer? Think about that, get clear, and then figure out where they are online. Find places where you can communicate with your ideal customers on social media. And also post messages that will appeal to your ideal customers. Now, you can also add friends and followers. So you should always be focused on adding new people. I'm always looking for people to add. On Facebook, I actually have cut back a little bit on that. I got one of those little nasty grams from Facebook at one point indicating I was trying to friend too many people. And so now I'm focused on more proactive strategies that are encouraging people to add me as a friend. And so I'm regularly getting a couple people a day who want to add me as a friend. And that's a good thing. And so you want to encourage people to do that. And so you can do that by sending out an email. You can do that by posting out on a blog. You can do that by what I call cross-pollinating through other networks. So, for instance, I might go out on Twitter and I might say, hey, connect with me on Facebook. Add me as a friend at facebook.com/RickSCooper. And then somebody's going to click on that and they'll click to add me as a friend. I also do recommend that you have some type of a guide, some type of guidelines, and this doesn't have to be something that's written down, but you don't want to improve everybody who wants to be your friend on Facebook. So you have to, you know, set some boundaries at some point. One of the things I look for is, you know, is this a spam account? And I can usually tell which accounts are spam accounts. Usually it has some kind of a stock image photo on there. Usually there are very few details on the about page, and sometimes there'll be a lot of promotional messages that will be on their page. And I'll just ignore those people. because they're not really people. It's somebody who probably has set up 30 different Facebook accounts, and they're going to be using it for internet marketing. And what they'll do is initially they'll just try to build their network and add more friends, and eventually they'll start posting a lot of spam messages. The next step is to engage in conversations online. So look for ways to start new conversations. Respond back to anyone who comments. You see, one of the things people miss out on is when you have people clicking on the like button on your page, one of the things I do is I'll just respond. Even if nobody posts a comment, I'll say, yeah, I agree too. You know, the reason I like this quote is because of X, Y, and Z. And that might just encourage someone else to begin to interact and communicate as well. So don't be afraid to comment. Be the first one to comment on your own posts. And also go out and find a high-profile discussion and then post a comment there. The next step is to communicate personally. And this is where you actually start to connect with people and send them private messages on Facebook, or send them a message through LinkedIn, or send a direct message through Twitter. Or did you realize you could send messages through YouTube? Yes, you can actually have comments on YouTube, and you can send personal messages on YouTube. Most people don't even know that's there, but it is. So communicate personally. Post first of all, you can start out by posting a message on somebody's page to touch base. And what's funny is sometimes there are some people who hardly ever interact on Facebook. And if you go post a message on their wall, it could very likely be that your post is the only thing that shows up there for a long time until they go out and post. And again, I don't recommend that you go and post a promotional message. I'm talking about more of a personal message like, hey, just wanted to touch base. How are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And it's just focused on developing the relationship. And then what happens is anybody goes out and sees that profile, they're going to see you, and they're going to say, oh, wow, this person must be a real good friend of theirs. Let me just click through and see who they are and see if I can add them as a friend, or, you know, send a message or post a comment. And so you want to think about how you can create what I call breadcrumbs, all these little breadcrumbs that will lead back to you on your social media page or your profile. Send a personal or a private message on Facebook to where you're just wanting to reach out and touch base. And then also follow up with a phone call to touch base. A lot of people put their phone numbers out on Facebook, and if they don't have their phone number, oftentimes they will include their website, and they might have their phone number on their website. So be a detective. Go out and do a little bit of research, and you'll be able to find their phone number and pick up the phone and call them. The next step is to lead people to opt in. This is where it's helpful to have a lead capture page with a free offer. So if you don't have a lead capture page, then I would encourage you on implementing a strategy to get that set up. And, you know, if you create a lead capture page, there's a lot of different ways you can use that. You want to funnel those leads into your email database. So you're going to need an email marketing system. And I'll give you a couple of examples here. Constant Contact, iContact, AWeber, Infusionsoft, One Shopping Cart, Cooler Email, MailChimp. There are a lot of different tools out there that you can use for email marketing. And then post periodic messages to invite people to take advantage of your free offer. So again, you want to go out to social media and say, so for instance, I'll use the example I used earlier. I would say something like, hey, interested in implementing ways to build your email list? I've got a great free report called 33 Simple Strategies to Build Your Email List. To receive a copy of the free report, go out to socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email. Now, that's long enough. You could post that message on Facebook. It's a little too long for Twitter, so I'd have to actually cut that down a little bit. I might say something like, free report on 33 simple ways to build your email list. Click here, and then include the link. So you have to fit the message to the medium when you're promoting out on social media. Now, Todd Lay is one of my clients. He runs a bookkeeping company. He came to me a couple years ago, and he shared that he was spending a lot of time networking, and he wanted to find a way to get in front of more prospects without having to leave his office. He said that he wanted to create an audio program where he shared details about his business. We also decided to create a free report and then create a lead capture page to offer it. Once the web page was up, he suddenly realized that there were a lot of different ways that he could use it to generate leads. And as a result of that, he quit his business networking group and was able to start delivering presentations over the phone to book clients. He also began using webinars as a sales tool. The big idea for you is that you can create a lead capture page. And in fact, I just had a great conversation with Todd today. He's hiring me to be an online marketing strategist and business development manager, and supporting him with a lot of his different online marketing efforts, including working with him on sending out an email newsletter to his list, implementing lead capture pages, helping him set up a new webinar to promote his business. And so I'm working with him to strategize on his marketing funnel. I'm working with him to implement, do some copywriting for him, to implement his lead capture page. And so these are all techniques that you can make use of in your business too. Now, the next idea I want to share with you is a very powerful idea. But before I share that, let me share a quote from John Munsell. John said, "If content is king, then conversion is queen." And so you hear that all the time, content is king. And what that means is that it's very important to add value through social media, to share information that is valuable, that people want to come back time and time again to get. But what he's also pointing out is that it's important to get conversion. And initially there's lead generation. And lead generation is where you encourage someone to opt in. And again, that could be a lead capture page. That could be a website or a blog that has an opt-in. And then it's lead conversion, which is actually generating a sale. And there's a lot of different ways to generate a sale online. But let me share three key systems to help promote your business on social media. And then I'm going to talk about how to automate your social media and a tool that you can use for that. So the first system is a blog. The second system is a lead capture page, and the third system is an email database. So let me dig into each one of these one by one. So a blog, you can launch a blog with a targeted theme that will appeal to your clients. And I'll give my blog out again as an example. You can go to attractingidealclients.com, attractingidealclients.com, and that's a website where I share online marketing tips, attraction marketing strategies. So you can go out there and there are techniques on article marketing, there are techniques on blogging, there are techniques on social media, there are techniques on generating publicity online. In fact, one of the things you might want to think about is how you can generate some publicity online, because you know, if you can get other people promoting you through publicity online, that's a huge strategy, because essentially it acts as an endorsement. Anytime you can have somebody endorsing you and saying, "Hey, go here and check out this content," that's huge. And in fact, I'm in the process right now of working to book more interviews on Blog Talk Radio. And so I have a very specific strategy where I'm going to be going out and contacting Blog Talk Radio hosts and saying, "Hey, I'd love to come on your show, and we'll do an interview on social media. And I'll share some great ideas with your listeners on how to leverage social media to grow their business." And so that's a strategy that I'm implementing. And so I'm going about the process of identifying radio shows where I want to appear as a guest and then contacting the hosts of those shows and then, you know, basically sharing, you know, how this is going to be beneficial to them in the process. But anytime you can get publicity online, that's going to help to grow your business, because just as I've done on this call, I will also mention some of the free reports that I have, and that will help to generate leads. And, of course, for a lot of those radio shows, that'll be brand-new people hearing me for the first time. And so that's new leads in my database that then I can market to over time. You can do the same thing, too. On a blog, I would encourage you to post about 2 messages per week to your blog. And you can post less if you want to. You know, just try to get in it. If you posted 1 message a week, that's 52 posts per year. That's huge. That's a lot of content. And one of the things you want to keep in mind with a blog is that with your blog, you can use that for search engine optimization. And so as people are searching on Google and other search engines, that it's possible that they may find their way to your blog, and that might lead them to a lead capture page and then opt in. Now they're on your email list. Now you're marketing to them. Now they're going to purchase something. Very powerful. You can also announce posts on social media and ask others to share. So that's a viral marketing strategy. In fact, I demonstrated that technique earlier. I said, go out to my Facebook page. I'm posting a blog post here on article marketing. Go and share that. Either go out to the blog, or the other thing is, if you go out to the Facebook page, there's a button there where you can just click and share that directly from my Facebook page on your Facebook page. That's viral marketing. You want to think about how you can use other people for viral marketing. You want to get other people promoting you on a consistent basis. The next system is a lead capture page. So you want to create a standalone lead capture page. It doesn't have to be a standalone website Like my pages, I'm setting up on socialmediaoutcomes.com, and then it's / whatever is the link, so 33 email or 10 ways. So I have a lot of different lead capture pages that I've set up. I also use that for my teleseminars and webinars to encourage people to opt in as well. Now, you can offer a free report, you can offer an audio, or you can offer a video to people who opt in. You can add a custom form from your email database to transfer leads into your system. And that's more technical detail than I can go into on this webinar. I do teach clients how to implement these strategies, but I just want to mention this to you as a technique. You can also send an automatic email autoresponder out after somebody opts into your lead capture page. You can send one email, but you could also send a whole series of messages that go out. And that's a very powerful technique for automating through email. And then the final system is your email database. So really, your email database is an asset. It's the hub of your marketing communications. If you don't have an email database, then you're missing a very key aspect to your marketing online, and you need to implement that strategy, because if you don't have it, it's going to make it a lot harder to do a lot of these online marketing strategies. If you do have it, then it's going to become a very effective component in your online marketing activities. So select a permission-based email marketing system, and that just means it's a system that people can opt into. You can go in and add your existing contacts. So if you have customers and you have their email addresses, you can add them to your email database. I would recommend that you send 2 messages per week. For some people, that might be too many. Some people feel like they should only send once per month. I think that's too few. You could get by sending 1 message a week and still be able to create a lot of value. There are some people who send multiple messages per day. And the more messages you send, the more likely it is that people are going to opt out. But I would just recommend that you come up with some kind of a frequency and then you stick to that over time. Now, one of the techniques that you can use to help manage that is an email marketing calendar. And I would recommend just setting up a simple spreadsheet, and then you can use it to list the posts that are coming up, indicate what date that you want to mail out the post, that email, and then what is the topic, and then who is the audience of it. Develop multiple lead generation systems. It's not good enough just to have one lead generation system. You need to have multiple. And you also need to have offline and online lead generation systems. You need to, you can promote offers on social media to generate leads. Now, one of the people that I've worked with over time, I've mentioned his name earlier, Eric Lofholm. He's a master sales trainer. I've had the opportunity to work with Eric since 2007, first as a client, then as a sales coach. Later, I took on the role of sales consultant, sales manager, and general manager, and more recently as a joint venture and affiliate manager. And throughout that time, my role was also to manage social media promotions and implement online marketing strategies for him. I've implemented a number of lead capture pages, registration pages for teleseminars and webinars, and also sales pages as well. And in fact, I've also worked with Laurel Langmire in doing some of the same activities as well. And one of the things with great companies, they have marketing teams. And Eric has multiple people on his team. Laurel has multiple people on their team. So usually when I play a role like that, I'm working with other talented people to help implement strategies. So I don't like to take credit, you know, where credit is not due, but I have definitely worked as part of the team and implemented a lot of the strategies. I've written copy for sales pages and lead capture pages. And I've done a lot of the back-end email marketing role as well, creating messages to send out. Sometimes Eric would say, Rick, I'm speaking today. I need an email to go out to promote an event coming up in Orange County. Can you get that out in the next 2 hours? And I say, no problem. I'll get it out. And one of the things you can do in your email marketing, you can reuse messages over time. And so I go back and search for through the copy that I've written or that I've took from Eric before, and then repurpose that content into a new message. So there's a lot of different ways you can repurpose content. And repurposing just simply is taking something that you've used in the past and use it again in a new or a different way. Social media uses social media to engage existing clients and also to help make new connections and invite people to free conference calls, webinars, and live events. And by implementing another of strategy through social media, we've been able to grow his Facebook friends. In fact, he's maxed out on friends. but we work to add additional connections through his Facebook page. In fact, he has multiple Facebook pages, followers on Twitter, and grow his LinkedIn profile as well, and also leverage video, because Eric has a ton of video as a public speaker going out. We recorded a lot of videos, recorded a lot of testimonials, and then posted those up online. What I'd like to do now is simply extend an invitation to join me for an upcoming program that's focused on teaching you skills to leverage social media. So my question for you is, what can you do to improve your social networking skills? What can you do to use social media to grow your business? So the program is called Social Media and Online Networking Mastery. And the program, this is how to use social media to market your business online for busy professionals. And I know you're all busy. You wouldn't be listening to the call if you weren't busy, because you're trying to find ways to leverage your time more effectively to grow your business. So would you like to get results using social media? Absolutely, of course. All hands up. So the Social Media and Online Networking Mastery program includes a 4-webinar video series. And I'll explain what's included in that video series in a moment. It also includes access to the live webinars as well. And it includes a social media scripting webinar. And this is a webinar video including both Eric and myself. Eric Lofholm and myself, we teamed up to do that webinar. And also 3 killer videos. Now, the video series includes a series of 4 webinar videos on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and you'll get instant access to those videos. And in addition to that, you'll also be able to actually participate in those videos, those webinars live, and I'll talk about that more in a moment. But here's what you're going to learn. You'll learn 12 strategies to find your ideal customers using social media. You'll learn 7 power techniques to create interaction and dialogue through social media. You'll learn 21 ways to generate leads on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You'll also learn 3 keys to stay focused and avoid distractions on social networking sites. You'll learn 5 simple steps to get started on Google+. And Google+ is another one of those great sites that's building in popularity. And in fact, I just learned some great techniques that I'm going to share in this upcoming program on Google+ that you can leverage. Now, as I mentioned, you can get instant access to those 4 webinar videos, but you can also participate live. And I'm doing this program coming up starting next week. And so the dates for that program are starting on April 2nd, and the calls are on Mondays at 6 p.m. Mondays at 6 p.m. starting on April 2nd. And so those dates would be April 2nd, 9th, 16th, and 23rd, so 4 dates. And I also deliver this webinar series 2 to 3 times per year. And what's nice is every time I do this, I have to update my content because, you know, by George, they keep changing all the content. Like Facebook, of course, now, the last time I did it, I said, well, Facebook timeline is an option. When I do it now, I'll have to say, well, Facebook pages timeline is mandatory now, and if you create a new page, then you'll have to make use of this immediately. So there's a benefit to being able to get access to this program, because you can go back through the program again in the future. You'll also get access to the webinar video on social media scripting. And this is how learn how to create powerful messages to post on social media sites. See, you know, how do you know what to actually write to post on social media? Well, that's scripting. That's copy. And so on that video, we address that in particular, and we share dozens of techniques that you can use to create powerful, persuasive messages that will lead people to take action through social media. You'll also get access to 3 killer videos. The first video is on, and these are short, high-impact videos. The first video is on Facebook tips to get more friends. The second video is on Twitter tips to get more followers. The third video is on how to get more viewers on YouTube. By the way, if you have a question as I'm going through this call and want to ask it, I would encourage you to go out and post on my Facebook site. You can go out to facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes and post a question there. I won't be actually answering them live on the call, but I will respond to those in the next 24 hours. You can also send me a message through email, and you can send it to rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. Now, so are you ready to finally monetize social media? Are you finally ready to start getting results and start earning money by leveraging social media as the powerful tool that it is? The Social Media and Online Networking Mastery Program includes 4 social media webinars valued at $397. It includes the social media scripting webinar valued at $97, and includes 3 killer videos valued at $39. The total value for this package is $533. And in a moment, I'll share how you can get access to that program for much less than that. And in fact, I've got a few special surprises that I'm going to add in a moment as well. Now, we have a 100% money-back guarantee. Try the program for 30 days. If you're unhappy for any reason, we'll refund your tuition 100%. So my special offer is that if you register in the next hour for the program, then you can receive the entire program for only $47. So register in the next hour, receive the entire program for only $47. So from $533 down to $47. Now, you can register online. Let me give you the link for that. You can go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/socialmedia101. So register at socialmediaoutcomes.com/socialmedia101. And I've got a couple of additional bonuses that I want to share with you. And, you know, this could create some additional value for you in terms of being able to help create some results. So I want to encourage you to think about taking advantage of this opportunity and signing up for the program. And the bonuses are, and the bonuses, by the way, they're available if you register in the next 10 minutes. So let me go ahead and share these with you. The first bonus is that I'm going to host a webinar, which is on Thursday, and that's on Thursday, March 29th. It's at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and it's going to be on Facebook Pages. And I will be recording that webinar, and so even if you're not able to attend that webinar live, you'll be able to get the webinar video. You'll either be able to watch it online. You can also download it and watch it at your convenience. And so you'll be able to get access to that on Facebook Pages. And I'm doing that the day before Facebook has their big deadline on Friday because I want to give you a little bit of advance a notice on that, because you may actually already start experimenting with it and then be able to fine-tune it on the day of the 30th. The next bonus that you'll receive if you register in the next 10 minutes is you'll get access to an additional webinar on Google Plus marketing. I'm working on building my network on Google Plus, and in fact, if you want to connect with me on Google Plus, in fact, I have to remember the link here. In fact, there's a special link that you can use to create a shortcut for Google Plus, because they don't really have a shortcut right now. But let me go ahead and give you mine. It is gplus.to/RickSCooper. Let me repeat that again. So let me just spell it out. gplus.to/RickSCooper. And if you click on that, that will lead you straight out to my Google Plus account, and then you can add me to your circles. See, on Friends, you have Facebook. On Twitter, you have followers. On Google Plus, you have circles. And so you can add people to your circles, and that will allow you to expand your network out from there. So I would encourage you to go out there on Google, and then add me as a friend there. Now let me go ahead and give you the website address again. If you want to sign up for the program now, then just simply go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/socialmedia101. I also posted the link out on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes. You'll find the link. Click on that and go out and register in the program. And I have one final bonus that I want to give. If you register in the next 10 minutes, not only will you get both the Facebook Pages webinar, that's a 60-minute webinar, and the Google Plus marketing webinar, which is another 60 minutes, I'm also going to gift you with a 30-minute private one-on-one phone strategy session on social media. So it's a social media strategy session we'll do over the phone for 30 minutes. Register in the next 10 minutes, and then I'll provide you with details on how to schedule your session. So go out now and register at socialmediaoutcomes.com/socialmedia101, It's $47. Sign up. You'll get all of the elements of the program, plus those three bonuses that I just shared if you sign up in the next 10 minutes. And I would encourage you to take action to do that, because let's face it, how much money would it take to generate a new business to be able to pay for the $47? For most people, it's just one sale. And if you participate in the program, if you take action, you're easily going to be able to generate at least one additional sale to be able to pay for the program, and probably far more than that. And in fact, one of the nice things about implementing these strategies on social media is that there's a longevity to them, because a lot of these strategies that you implement, they will have a life of their own, and they're going to be out there for many years to come, and people will continue to be able to click on links and then go out to the different offers that you have. So I want to encourage you to sign up for the program, participate. In fact, I've got a few additional surprises that I will announce along the way. And you know, I enjoy working with all of my students in the program, all of my clients, and being able to help teach them strategies to implement and watching them implement those strategies to grow their business. And it's been a pleasure sharing this information with you today. I've shared a ton of information, and that's my goal. It's always to exceed expectations. I always want to implement strategies that will help you to grow your business, implement strategies to leverage social media. So thank you for joining me on the call today, and I look forward to connecting with you again in the future. Have a great day, and God bless.